Stephen Pickford, back with the Travel World Report, speaking with Manuel Montelongo. The Mexico City Tourism Authority, the south side of Mexico City, has a great deal going for it as well.
Yeah, south side of Mexico City is definitely a very interesting area to visit. Like, for instance, you might go to Coyoacán. Coyoacán is a very charming neighborhood where Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera live. The world of Frida and Diego can be seen here. You might visit the Blue House, the very famous Blue House, where they both live. And also nearby is the house of Leon Trotsky, that was very close to Frida and Diego at one time. And after that, you might stroll in the cobblestone streets of Coyoacán and see the Zócalo, and maybe go to taste some of the very famous ice cream that is made here. And after that, after Coyoacán, I will recommend to go to Xochimilco. And after that, you may go to the Dolores Olmedo Museum. Actually, this museum is a former Hacienda La Noria from the 19th century. And there you can see a whole display of Frida Kahlo paintings. And of course, not to mention the Diego Rivera paintings that are also on display there. To San Angel. San Angel is another charming neighborhood from the 17th century. And here, you get a chance to stroll in the beautiful plaza and maybe see the works of painters, sculptors, and a wide array of Mexican handicrafts.
If all of these attractions have got your interest piqued to learn more about Mexico City, check them out on the internet at www.mexicocity.gov.mx.
Travel World will continue. Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, in conversation with Manuel Montelongo of the Mexico City Tourism Authority. Mexico City as destination has so much to offer in more than just historical, it's shopping and dining as well.
Yeah, shopping is a great attraction and one of the main reasons to visit Mexico City. You might find any kind of shopping and very good bargains indeed. You might head to the famous Market of La Ciudadela, or you might head to the Bazar del Sábado in San Angel. And after that, if you are in serious shopping, you might visit the Zona Rosa or the Pink Zone, where there are a wide array of boutiques. And also after that, you might go to Polanco, which is a very posh area, when you can find brand designers and boutiques here, like for instance Versace, Armani, Dior. And talking about restaurants, it's a great way to get to know Mexican culture, starting with the food from the Aztecs, all these culinary delicacies that can be tasted nowadays in one of the very famous Mexican restaurants, such as Café de Tacuba, or El Cardenal in the Centro Histórico, or you might go to these beautiful haciendas as the Restaurant San Angelín or La Hacienda de los Morales.
Oh, there are some great meals. It's Mexican dining is not what we get to experience here in North America. There is a great taste structure of Mexican food. Check out Mexico City on the internet at www.mexicocity.gov.mx.
This has been a NASCAR marketing production.